USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. It is, or will be, a winter mess across the entire USA this week, starting in the mountains of the West.
Snow buried parts of the Sierra, including Soda Springs Ski Resort, where 5 feet of snow fell in just 48 hours. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert.
Correspondent Katie Lewis says the severe storm heads to the lower Mississippi River Valley tomorrow. The clock is ticking on the 117th Congress, which is set to adjourn in 9 days, and the to-do list is still quite long. Topping that list, funding the government. Everything will shut down on Friday unless there's a deal. Democrats want a one-year spending bill. Republicans want a short-term bill, taking us into next year and the next Congress when they control the House. There's also the defense bill. It passed the House last week. The Senate will discuss possible amendments this week. From grade school science, you may remember about nuclear fission, the splitting of atoms that produce energy. But scientists are poised tomorrow to tell us about something huge, nuclear fusion. The Energy Department will talk about it tomorrow, but several reports say the breakthrough is a fusion reaction that creates energy, a net energy gain. An early holiday gift if you're driving this holiday season or any season. Gas prices continue to trend down, according to AAA's Ellen Edmonds.
We saw the national average price at the pump plunge about 14 cents since last week. It's down to 3.26 as of today. That's 6 cents less than a year ago. And there are about approximately 34 states with averages lower than last year.
And Edmonds says they expect that trend of lower gas prices to continue through the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Troubling news in college sports, both off the court and off the field. The coach of the Texas men's basketball team, Chris Beard, was arrested this morning on a felony domestic violence charge. No word on details other than police responded to what's called a disturbance hotshot. That means there's an immediate threat to someone's safety. In a statement, the University of Texas said it's aware of the situation regarding Beard. Texas is ranked second in the nation and is scheduled to play Rice tonight. Beard's in his second season as the Longhorns coach. Concern for another coach, Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach, was hospitalized yesterday. The school labels it a personal health issue, but other outlets, including Sports Illustrated, say Leach is in critical condition. The 61-year-old's in his third season at Mississippi State. He talked of battling pneumonia during the season, but he was at practice Saturday as the Bulldogs are preparing for their bowl game January 2nd against Illinois. And after 9 months in Russian captivity, Brittany Griner is not only back in the U.S., but back on a basketball court. And her agent says the first thing she did was dunk. Griner remains at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. Her agent says Griner's not ready to say if or when she'll resume her WNBA career with the Phoenix Mercury, and she has no immediate plans to leave the military base. She and her wife are staying at a hotel at the facility. I'm Rich Johnson, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.